You're listening to Winners on RSN.
Let's talk track work. We've got Daryl Shearer with us with the latest from Flemington. How are you, Daryl?
Very well, thanks, Nadia. You?
Yeah, pretty good. I suppose we'll be focusing a little bit on those gallops at Moonee Valley on Monday. There were quite some important horses who went through their paces.
Yeah, it was a pretty busy morning, and quite a few horses that normally would have worked at Flemington on this morning were there at Moonee Valley. So with the better races there on Friday night, it's understandable.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights. First of all, you saw Sunlight?
Yeah, she would have been the obvious one there, Nadia. She was the best horse there, of no disrespect to all the other horses that were there, but she's a last start Group 1 winner, so it's always enjoyable to watch horses like that go. And she was out pretty early in the gloom. Luke Curry was on board. She had a reasonable gallop. Tony McAvoy was joking that when he first set eyes on her the other day, he thought that she'd been sneaking out to the bakery. She'd put on a little bit of weight. So she was fairly strong over 1,000 metres, and she towed Luke up the straight just under 24.5 for her last 400 metres. Ears pricked, through the line, under a hold, and in terms of going into a Group 1 race on Friday night, you couldn't have asked her to do any more than what she did.
Okay, she gets a big tick. What about Lady Lupino?
Lady Lupino. She certainly tests the riders out at Danny O'Brien's, because she's quite an excitable filly, but she was out pretty early and it was still very gloomy, and I think that might have lulled her into a false sense of security. But Liz Warren did a really good job in controlling her, and she was only short and sharp over 800 metres, but was really controlled. Just zipped home the last 400 metres in about 24.25 and under a hold, and a really happy filly. So she won at Moonee Valley, first start in her life, and was then taken across to Adelaide for a good race. But she's in the two-year-old listed race on Friday night, Nadia, and she certainly got the ability to be more than competitive.
Yeah, okay. Embrace Me?
Embrace Me. She's in really good shape. Of course, won her last start, won the Typhoon Tracy at Moonee Valley under lights, and she's holding her condition well. She was, again, relatively short and sharp, over 800 metres, but she wasn't out to do anything spectacular, just cruised home last 400 metres in the straight in about 25.5. Beautiful rhythm, hardly exerted herself at all, and just did that without any effort at all. So she goes forward into that listed race on Friday night in as good a shape as she could be.
Yeah, okay, so she gets a big tick too. What can you tell us about Cheerleader?
Cheerleader's a really nice two-year-old trained by Peter and Paul Snowden, and has shown good ability. And she's nominated for the two-year-old listed race on Friday night. She was one of the last to go, mainly so Damien Lane could be aboard her. And Damien was fairly busy on a whole bunch of Kieran Maher and David Eustace trained horses earlier in the morning. But she was over 800 metres. And again, I think it was more for her to get a feel of the course than run any sort of time and aid fitness, because she just cruised around. Was a tick under 26 seconds for her last 400 metres. But certainly looked to sail around the home turn without any effort at all, and she was through the line with her ears pricked and capable of running a lot faster. So she's had a good look at the course in daylight. So again, she's another one that, with a couple of runs under her belt and the experience, she goes forward to the St Albans Stakes on Friday night.
Okay, and what about the likes of Call Me Royal?
Call Me Royal is a nice filly that Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott trained. She's been up in Sydney and was sent down to Melbourne to try and find some of these lesser light good races for fillies. And she was out, again, she was out relatively early in company with Opulent Angel. Stephen Baster was aboard Call Me Royal, and they, again, it was more a case of getting a good feel of the course. As I said, over 800 metres. They've just broken 25 seconds for the last 400 metres. Call Me Royal was probably through the line two lengths clear, and again, she looked to cope with the course really easily, had her ears pricked, keen to go faster, and she's one that goes forward to that Alexandra Stakes on Friday night in good order.
Very good, so that's a big plus there. Desert Lashes?
Desert Lashes, he's back with Tony McAvoy. She's only had the one run for him and just got touched off by Ashlaw in one of these 9.55 metre heats last October. So you would think a repeat of that on Friday night is going to have a ride in the finish. And she was out in company with Mayan, I'm not sure exactly how it should be pronounced, but he's a two-year-old son of Nakoni that's won his only start at Morfordville. And again, it was more a case of Tony McAvoy just wanted Desert Lashes to have another feel of the course and for the two-year-old to get a feel of the course. And they were 800 metres and home their last 400 metres in 24.36 together through the line. Maybe Desert Lashes just shaded it by half a head or so, but they were both well on the bridle, keen to go faster, and she certainly looks ready to run a bold race first up, I'd say, Nadia. And as we know, she's certainly good enough to be competitive in these races. So depending on what ends up going forward, once the acceptances are done, I would say she's going to be in it right up to her ears.
Okay, and also just a couple at Flemington, one of them Chapada this morning.
Yeah, Chapada's going to head up to Sydney on Saturday for the Rosehill Guineas. And he went right-handed on the grass this morning. It was a little bit of a staggered work. He went with Who's Your Housemate, who set off about six lengths in front of him. And Mike Roney just wanted the younger horse to have a bunny to chase and chase him down. And they worked over 1,400 metres, and Chapada had sort of got up and drawn alongside, basically, with their last 400 metres to run. And then he's gone away and won the gallop by about three or four lengths, which was what Mike wanted to do. But he's really revved home the last 400 metres. He's broken 24 seconds and looked capable of running much faster. And he disappointed last start in the Australian Guineas, but there were legitimate excuses for him. He drew wide, he got trapped wide. It was that extremely hot day, and he came back with a little bit of heat stress. So if you put a line through that, he's going to go to the Rosehill Guineas in excellent shape. And then his main aim is the Derby next month.
Okay, so that's a big plus for him. Tribal Wisdom.
Tribal Wisdom is flying. He was out early on the steeplegrass and went normal way in partnership with Outback Warrior. Again, not out to do anything spectacular, over 1,000 metres, just cruised home and broke 25 seconds for the last 400. Tribal Wisdom is nominated for the Galaxy at Rose Hill on Saturday, and he's as it stands at the moment, it looks like he's borderline of making the field, but he loves a little bit of cut in the ground, which he'll get at Rose Hill. His jump outs and his work since he's come back from a muscle injury have been nothing short of outstanding. So he'd be a horse that would go to the Galaxy, and he'd be a big, big price on Saturday, and it would come as no surprise to me to see him get home and win. The last time he raced in Sydney, Nadia, he beat Osmond Bulls. So looking at a race like the Galaxy, that's a pretty good form line to carry through.
Definitely so. What do you think of the main horses to follow?
I think the way that, obviously, Sunlight, it's not too difficult to land on a horse like her going into the race on Friday. I think between all of them, really, Lady Lupino, Embrace Me, Cheerleader, all work nicely at Mini Valley on Monday, but certainly the way Chapada's going, I think he's a horse that can go. It's going to be a tough race, that Rosehill Guineas, but he couldn't be in better order, and he's had a bit of practice going right-handed, and I don't think that'll worry him all.
Wonderful. Always great having a chat, Darryl, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Nadia.